That means it's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Hello, Sunny.
Happy Wednesday, Kim.
Thank you, Sunny. I understand we've reached the last eight teams at the World Cup.
Kim, the field for the quarterfinals is now set at the Football World Cup in Brazil. France versus Germany will kick things off Friday with an all-European match in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Then we'll head to the northeast coastal city of Fortaleza, where Brazil will host Colombia Friday in an all-South American encounter. The Colombians feature James Rodriguez, who's being described as the breakout star at Brazil 2014. The Monaco midfielder has 5 goals in the tournament, making him the World Cup's top scorer. On Saturday, there will be 2 more quarterfinals. Belgium will battle Argentina in the Brazilian capital, Brasilia, and that will be followed by a game between the Netherlands and Costa Rica in Salvador, Brazil. Now, before this World Cup kicked off, Los Ticos from Costa Rica were rated one of the biggest long shots to win the trophy. But in the group stage, they topped a group that included former World Cup champions Uruguay, Italy, and England. And then they beat Greece 5-3 on penalty kicks in the round of 16. This marks the best ever World Cup showing for Los Ticos from Costa Rica. In World Cup results Tuesday, Argentina and Belgium both won in extra time. Superstar Lionel Messi set up Angel Di Maria in the 118th minute as Argentina topped Switzerland 1-0 in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And Belgium beat the USA 2-1 in Salvador, Brazil. The Red Devils of Belgium were technically superior in attack throughout the match. They finally broke through in the 93rd minute on a goal by Kevin De Bruyne. Teammate Romelu Lukaku, whose father, Roger, once played for the former Zaire's national football team, was a powerful presence once he entered the match in extra time for the Belgians. Lukaku scored in the 105th minute before the Americans pulled one back in the 107th minute on a wonderful volley by 19-year-old Julius Green. And let's give a sunny side of sports shout-out for Julius, the youngest American player to appear in a World Cup match. He was making his World Cup debut against the Belgians, and what a debut it was as he scored on his first touch. For reaction to the USA's 2-1 loss to Belgium, we're joined by VOA's Tadi Abeje, and Tadi begins with the USA's German coach.
U.S. head coach Jurgen Klinsmann was disappointed by his team's elimination, but he expressed pride in how they performed in the World Cup competitions.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a bummer. We were so close. I mean, that I think we can all be very, very proud of this team. What they've done the last couple of weeks has been unbelievable, outstanding. When we pushed Belgium to the limits, or even beyond, you know, they could have gone either way, you know, and this is how these knockout games are. Then at the end, you know, you need a little bit of luck. And that it's going your way, and today we didn't have that. But I think that, you know, if you look at those 4 games that we played here in Brazil, I mean, they've done a tremendous job.
USA goalkeeper Tim Howard had 16 saves, the most since the stat was introduced in the World Cup in 1966. Howard shared Klinsmann's sentiments and was not apologetic about how his team played yesterday in Salvador, Brazil.
You know, it's heartbreaking. We gave everything. I don't think we could have given any more. What a great game of football. God, we left it all out there. We got beat by a really good team. You know, they took their chance as well, and it's heartache. It hurts.
For the tens of thousands of American fans that traveled to Brazil, and for millions more in the U.S. watching the game on TV, the loss was painful.
Great, great, hard effort for the team. It just didn't work out in our favor today, honestly.
My heart is broken. My heart is done. I'm boycotting Belgian waffles, chocolate, Stella Artois, everything Belgian is boycotted.
I mean, it's a rough one. I mean, we made it this far is all I can say. We made it out of the group of death, and that's what you can expect right now. So.
4 years ago, if you told me that we were going to lose to Germany by one and take Belgium to overtime, would have been great. So now America's got a bright future. Definitely. Yeah. Bright future.
For the sunny side of sports, I'm VOA's Tadi Abeje.
Voice of America.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side.
your flags up in the sky, in the sky.
Hi, this is Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. Visit voafootball.com for live updates on the World Cup in Brazil. The site is optimized for your mobile phone or tablet and will bring you the latest scores, stats, photos, and videos. And everything can be shared with your friends from your mobile device to Facebook and Twitter. World Cup nonstop at voafootball.com. I mentioned Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. Joining us once again is our football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
Argentina, led by the magical Messi, through to the quarterfinals once again. They're bidding for a third world title. Argentina 1, Switzerland 0 in extra time, David, in Sao Paulo, with Messi once again playing a huge role. Your thoughts?
Yes, Sonny, so near and yet so far for the gallant Swiss. They held them for 118 minutes. And then Di Maria, who in the second period of extra time had looked increasingly dangerous and was being given a lot of space out on the right flank, Messi created it and Di Maria put it away. In terms of possession, in terms of chances, Argentina were the dominant force and certainly deserved their victory. But one's heart went out for the Swiss. They defended with great discipline. Were just 2 minutes away from a shootout. And even after they went behind from a free kick, they headed the ball against the post. And when it came out, it struck the same Swiss player and dribbled just wide. So a really dramatic end to a match that at times really didn't take off. It wasn't certainly one of the classics that we've seen in Brazil at the World Cup. But Argentina now through to the last eight, and I guess in the eyes of many people, one step closer to what I suppose in South America would be the dream final, Brazil against Argentina.
David, Africa's two best hopes to reach the quarterfinals, Algeria and Nigeria, both eliminated by European opponents. Nigeria fell to France 2-0 in the Brazilian capital, Brasilia, while the Desert Foxes of Algeria lost to Germany 2-1 in extra time in Porto Alegre, Brazil. Let's begin with the France-Nigeria match, David, and your thoughts.
Well, Sonny, there's no doubt about it. Nigeria did have their chances, and the disallowed goal by Emmanuel Emenike midway through the first half was a hairline decision. I think when you look at the replay and they freeze it just as the ball is passed through to Emenike, if you look around Emenike himself, the defenders definitely appear to be putting him offside. But if you look at the very top of the frame, I believe a French defender actually had him onside. But it was a really close decision and could have made a world of difference in the end. Nigeria had their chances, Sonny, early in the second half especially. And working here at Agence France-Presse in Johannesburg, I remember commenting to a French colleague of mine who was growing increasingly worried about the French team. I said, the Nigerians have had their chances. They haven't taken them. Look out, France are going to win. And that's exactly what happened. And how ironic that Vincent Enyema, who really embellished his reputation in these finals, one of the outstanding goalkeepers at the World Cup, he flapped at a corner and the ball hit the head of Paul Pogba and landed in the net after 79 minutes. And the body language to me, Sonny, said the Nigerians were not going to equalize. And unfortunately, 2 minutes into stoppage time, Joseph Yoba conceded an own goal. And to me, a rather flattering 2-0 victory for France. I think a 1-0 scoreline would have been a fairer reflection. But well done, Nigeria. They got to the last 16 for a record third time for an African side. And if their finishing had just been that little bit sharper, they could have made it through to the next round. To me, Sonny, a vital difference between the Europeans and the African sides in this World Cup, it's the finishing. The Europeans and the South Americans, they're just that much sharper than the African sides.
Stephen Keshi, the first African coach to lead a team into the World Cup's round of 16, he appears to be on his way out as Nigeria's coach now, David.
Yes, Sonny, he's resigned. Not a major surprise. He's had his fair share of problems, one of them being the fact that we've reported many times on Voice of America.
Voice of America!
That he simply wasn't getting paid. One stage he went 6 months without any salary, and that's not really on for a professional. I think Keshi will look back with pride at his reign in Nigeria. He led them unexpectedly to the 2013 Africa Cup of Nations title. And while many Nigerians will undoubtedly be disappointed at a last 16 exit, the fact is he did become the first African coach to lead a side into the second round at a World Cup. And for that, we must congratulate him. Now, the rumour mill is quite strong that he could take over the South African side. Gordon Eggeson's contract has not been renewed. And the initial favourite was Carlos Queiroz from Portugal, who led Iran at the World Cup, with Keshi sort of second favourite. But it looks now as if South Africa may, in fact, hire both men, Queiroz as technical director and Keshi as coach of the national team.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. And we'll hear more soccer-licious commentary from David during the month-long Football World Cup in Brazil. Remember, VOA World Cup fans, the final at the football.